Broadcasting from Manhattan Beach and the World Wide Web, you're listening to CHSR, HealthyLife.net.
As a service to our listeners, this program is for general information and entertainment purposes only. CHSRHealthyLife.net does not recommend, endorse, or object to the views, products, or topics expressed or discussed by show hosts or their guests. We suggest you always consult with your own personal, medical, financial, or legal advisor.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to Fix It with Faust here on Healthy Life Net, all positive talk radio. I'll be with you every second Thursday of the month, bringing you some of the most fascinating guests, all giving you invaluable information, some of which will absolutely change your life. I'm the director of the Fix Yourself Power Zone and the author of the Fix Yourself Empowerment series. The Fix Your Addiction Handbook is finished and in the hands of the copy editor, so look forward to it by the end of the year. All the books in the Fix Yourself Empowerment series are available on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and your local retailers. You can find everything you need about the Fix Yourself Empowerment series on my website at www.faustruggiero.com. So today, everyone, I am absolutely thrilled to be spending time with someone who extends her transformative impact globally as the host of the World Healing Tour podcast, guiding audiences towards healing and growth. Noah Crane is more than just a coach. She's a visionary on a mission to transform lives through the power of the 3G effect mindset. As the creator and founder of this groundbreaking philosophy, Noah empowers individuals to break free from limitations, embrace their authentic selves, and live a life of purpose and impact. Noah, welcome to Fix It with Faust.
Thank you. Grateful to be here with you today.
So a little bit about you, your backstory. Where'd you come from? How'd you get to where you are?
Well, you know, everything is just a process, right? We're all here always changing and growing. And for me, wanting to do better and be better started with picking up a book when I was about 28 years old by Louise Hay that said you could heal your life. And that book really opened my eyes to the fact that, you know, no matter what traumas, no matter what I've been in my past, I can heal anything with when I start thinking differently. And it started me on a journey of really being a seeker and wanting to do better and be better. And one thing led to another. And through my journey, I got to a place where I really want to transform the world and help others because I realized that, you know, we are one. I always say, together we are one, W-O-N. And the more we are for each other and the more we cheer for one another, the better this world will be. So I'm very committed to the, to helping us heal, to heal ourselves so we can heal the world.
I hear that. You know, we all have that point in our lives where we say some things have to change. Were you looking at things as a child where you said, geez, things just aren't going well, I don't like my life when you picked up that book, or it was just one of those things that just sparked things for you?
That's a great question. I actually, I didn't like the way my life was going. I was, I didn't really have a direction in life. I had a lot, I was just going through the motion of life. I don't know if you, I'm sure we've all been there, right? Where you're just going through the motion. You don't really know. When I was in relationships with men, I never like knew how to choose a partner. I always let people choose me because I didn't own my own power. And so, and because of my past and traumas and things I've been through, I didn't really have the tools. It's not like today. I feel like today there's much more accessibility with the internet. There's so many videos and you could watch and you could learn. And, you know, my daughter learned to connect to God from watching a TikTok video. But back then, we didn't have those tools and the internet the way it is today. So, you know, I was reading and I started realizing that, hey, I can actually heal myself and I can change my life and things don't have to be, I don't have to continue that cycle of suffering in my own life. And that's when I realized that this book made me realize that I can take my own power back, and I don't have to be at the mercy of anybody else. And so it was very powerful.
You know, as you were talking there, you had a three-word phrase that caught my attention: own your power. When you talk about that, you know, and I understand the concept, but I'm here, you know, I'm thinking about the listeners, and they're saying, okay, how do I even find the power that I'm going to own? What do you tell people?
So for me, it started with owning my power is learning to choose. Because, again, I never knew how to choose in my life. I always let people choose me. I never knew how to choose. So the first thing for owning my power for me was to choose the person that I was going to spend the rest of my life with, to choose my soulmate. And because I realized that that's probably one of the most important things that I need to do is to stop. I used to call myself that I was like the wind, right? When the wind blew this way, I was here. The wind blew this way, I was here. I never really stood in my own ground and my own choice, you know? And so being able to choose to me was the first thing that made me know, like, I have the power. I can choose the person that I'm going to marry. I can choose myself. I don't have to leave it up to chance. I don't have to continue the cycle of suffering and to be around negative people. I can actually choose somebody really great and therefore have an amazing life. So for me, taking my power back was choosing and being in control rather than giving my control away to others.
When you were choosing, did you know exactly what you wanted? Because a lot of times people are in your position. Someone chose me, it just developed, we went through the motions, and maybe it worked, maybe it didn't. Other times we want to choose, but having the choice also means knowing what I want. Did you know that?
I really did. I had such clarity about what I wanted, and so I even created this game. So to find my soulmate, I created a game called The Elimination Game, because I wanted dating to be fun, and it wasn't fun. You know, going out and being disappointed that you haven't met the right one. And so if I was going to do it my own way, I created this fun game called the Elimination Game. And I knew that the faster I can eliminate the wrong people out of my life, the faster I can find the one. And the Elimination Game actually had some rules to it. One of the rules was that you can never say the wrong thing to the right person. So if the right person stood in front of me and I told, the man or the guy that stood in front of me that I'm looking for my soulmate and I want to get married and have a family and settle down, they would be like, I want that too if it's the right person. If it's not the right person, they would probably run the other way and they get scared by those words. So I wasn't afraid to stand in my truth and to say what I wanted. So that was part of the game I was playing. So I did it my way. I was playing this game that nobody else knew, but every time I eliminated somebody, it was a win for me, because I was getting closer to the person that I was supposed to be with. And the other rule for the elimination game was that you don't go out with anybody for more than 3 days. So by the third date, I didn't see it was leading towards something, and, you know, I would eliminate. And then the other thing, I wanted somebody to show me with actions, not with words. You know, so a lot of guys can say a lot of nice things. I'm sure women can too. But the actions is what really speaks so much louder. So I wanted a guy that shows me with actions. And I wasn't going to wear my heart on my sleeve anymore. I wasn't going to give my heart to anybody before they showed me that they really deserved my heart. And I wanted a man that adores me, not just somebody who loved me, but somebody that adored me. Somebody told me over the years that I should find a man that adores me. If he adores me now, he'll adore me 30 years from now. So I was very clear, and I had a strategy, and I played this fun game that did it my way. I did it my way so I can find my soulmate and create this happy life that I wanted to be able to choose, rather than to, you know, be chosen by somebody else and leave it to chance. I couldn't leave that to chance, because my childhood had so much suffering. I wanted my adulthood to be amazing.
So, you know, what you're saying, I think, is right on target. When I break that down, I hear you saying, I put some rules in place for myself. The person who I'm going to be with is going to qualify on all, they're going to check off all the boxes. And if they don't check the boxes, then I need to move in a different direction. So, as opposed to knowing who you are and you know, getting complicated about it, you set some things up that said, in order for me to empower myself and to own that power, I am going to set things up, and I'm not going to compromise on any of them. That's what I'm hearing, yes?
100%. Yes, no room for compromise. I knew what I wanted. I was clear on it, and I was going to get it. It was very clear to me. And really, I didn't tell you this, Foss, but when I was 14 years old, I grew up in a house. I didn't go take you back that far, but I had an abusive stepfather that was mentally and physically abusive. And so when I was 14 years old, I literally made a decision that my adulthood's going to be amazing. Like, I remember literally making that decision and taking that decision and putting it into my future. So when I was about 28 years old, when this whole thing was, you know, when I picked up that book and everything, I remembered that promise I made to that little girl or that younger version of myself. I remembered that promise I made to myself. And so I wasn't going to let myself down because I knew that I deserve that. I deserve that happiness.
You know, as I'm hearing you talking, one of the most important parts of doing what you did is to be honest with yourself. A lot of people set, you know, they have all the boxes to check, but then they start to explain things away and to deny what's going wrong. And, okay, this will probably get better, and they're really okay. They made a mistake there, that kind of thing. You weren't having any of that. They were going to check the boxes off or not. That's what I'm hearing. And you were going to be honest with yourself and say, it either happened or it didn't. And if it didn't, I'm out of here.
Yeah, I was really, really clear and very strong in who I was at the time. I was not nobody was going to sway me. I remembered that promise. I remembered that I needed to do this. This was for me. And, you know, and my sister, I have a very intelligent sister who's 8 years younger than me. And she always said, like, Noah, it's not enough to just love a man. But, you know, love is not enough for a long-lasting marriage. Like, you know, it's not going to hold a marriage, just love. So I knew, I wanted more than just somebody who, like, just loved me, you know, like I wanted a door, which is a lot stronger than that. And yeah, I just, I was very clear on what I wanted, and I was true to myself and to my, my mission with that.
So, you know, in that type of a situation, as the relationship develops and you hit some bumps, is that the type of thing then where you can say, all right, yeah, you went off track a little bit, I can help you through this? Or if they go off track after a year or so, and maybe they slip a bit, didn't do anything horrible, but they slip a bit, you are able to, you know, receive that and work with it, or those are red flags and you might back up?
Well, the thing is, I wasn't going to date somebody for a year. Like, I really wanted to know that this is going to be my person, and he's going to know I'm their person, and it's just, we're just going to go for it. I mean, I was like almost 30 at the time, and I wanted to start a family. I wanted to get married. I wanted somebody who knew they wanted that too. But yeah, of course, relationships you have to work on no matter what. But definitely, a relationship should be easy as part of your life, I believe, Foss, because we choose it, right? We choose the people like you choose your best friend, right? And you're not going to choose best friends in your life that don't make you feel good and you're not happy around. So I was going to choose my partner. Of course, I'm going to choose somebody that's going to be easy and not complicated and flexible and, you know, will go with the flow kind of thing. I don't want somebody hard and complicated that I have to be in conflict with all the time. So I definitely wanted something easy. And if it's not easy in the beginning, that's a problem, I think.
Well, you just said the magic words. As you're talking, I'm putting a little note here. I'm saying, let's go in this direction. If it's not easy in the beginning, because the beginning is really a telltale sign for anyone. If it's really easy and good, the communication's there, the reciprocity's there, people are doing things for each other, the ability to love is there. You're seeing that in the beginning. And I think what people do is they say, well, we'll work with that and it'll get better. And what you're saying, which is really what I always say too, if it's not good in the beginning, that's a huge red flag. It's coming at me, and that's my cue to get out of there, because then I've got to do all this work and assume the other person will too, which typically doesn't happen. So if it's not good in the beginning, and when we talk about empowering yourself, you don't want to give the power away in the beginning, because if you do, it's gone.
Yeah, and I always say, if it doesn't flow, let it go. Like, there has to be a flow, there has to be a dance, there has to be an ease. You know, if it's too complicated from the start, then why would you want to work on it? Like, it just has to, you have to have similar values, right? I don't want to be with really complicated people. That doesn't make an easy, fun. Life is hard enough in the outside world. I want to have a soft place to fall. I want to be with somebody that is like, I can come to and feel good in my house, and not, you know, I have enough chaos outside world that I can't control. Why would I want that with the person that I spend the rest of my life with?
You know, for all of you who are listening, what you're really hearing here is that you really need to have your safe, loving base at home, because everything branches out from yourself, from your home, from what you create there. And if what you're coming home to is something you have to put a tremendous amount of work into, that's not going to leave you a whole lot left to face a world that can be cruel and unfair. So what you're saying, start with the power in yourself, in your personal world. That's what I'm hearing. Yes?
Yes.
Everything branches out from that point. So
yes,
now
you've
done that in your life. Here you are at this stage of your life, helping people to do that. What are you teaching them? How do you use that growth in terms of helping other people?
Well, I think everything comes down to mindset. You know, we have to. You know, Wayne Dyer says, when you change the way you look at things, the things you look at change. You know. And it's true. Everything is mindset, and everything, to me, it's like, how do you make something less complicated? You know, we all get caught up in our stories, in our opinions, in all kinds of things that don't really bring a lot of peace into our lives. They actually bring more suffering into our life. And what I try to show people is just to be 100% responsible every day for how you show up, because the only person you can ever change is you. You can't change anybody else. But when you work on yourself and you change yourself, then your world starts changing. So everything's connected, and so we have to do that self-work every day. It never stops. It never stops. But, you know, and it's hard. It's hard work. It's deep work. We have to look at our ugliness, because we all have it. You know, we all have stuff that we're perfect. There's nothing wrong with us. No, we all have, even the most evolved and transformed person has stuff that they need to work on within themselves to do better. So it's constant, you know, I know you know that, it's constant peeling of the onion, right, to be able to get to a place where you, as long as you're alive, you're going to continue growing. And for me, a big part of it is learning to be a good listener. And that has been my biggest thing, is that I'm coachable, I'm a good listener, and if you want to change your life, if you want to, people that I work with, they have to be coachable. If you're not coachable, how can anybody help you?
Yeah, if you don't want to change, you're not going to. You know, and I think you're right. The way we think about things, I always talk about language. You and I have talked about this before. We talk about how we address ourselves. The language we use internally sets the stage for how we think and how we're going to deal with our environment. Do you coach people and counsel them in regard to how they speak to themselves?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. That's really important, how, you know, our self-talk and how, you know, because we can be really hard on ourselves, right? We can be our own worst enemy. You know, we probably beat ourselves more than anybody else. So, you know, we have to be, it's that awareness, right? It's the more aware we can be and the more we could change our language. I actually have a chapter in my book called The Grass is Greenest Where I Am, which says your words create your world, and your world is created by your words. And I really believe that words have so much power. And, you know, how we use our words either creates, you know, really beautiful things in our life or can create a lot of suffering, you know. And it starts with how we speak to ourselves. So that is definitely something that I always work with people on their own self-talk with themselves.
you know, you talk about grass being greener where you are. I look at that when you said that, and I say to myself, if people will stay in the moment and make that moment something that's good, and, yeah, they're challenging times. Sometimes they're just really horrible times. But for the most part, if we're willing to stay in the moment and stop looking forward and saying, I'll be better when I get there, or I just want to get out of this situation and get somewhere else, we're really telling ourselves, we're talking ourselves into believing that our life in the moment, which is going to be all the moments, aren't good for us. You're talking about, from what I'm hearing, the grass is green here. Where you are here is where you're living, and that's what you need to be putting your positive energy into.
Yeah, I definitely believe, to the name of my book, The Grass is Green, That's Where I Am. Yeah, I definitely believe that your focus, again, being 100% responsible for ourselves, our focus should always be about ourselves. We shouldn't be, we can look at others and admire other people. So my book talks about no comparison, no competition, and no scarcity, living in our own love and light and sharing our unique gifts with the world. So we can, you know, when we say even the affirmation, the grass is greenest where I am, it brings your eyes back on you. You're looking at yourself. You're not looking at, so I say instead of, like, comparing ourselves to other people, you know, we need to, like, admire other people. You know, why are we comparing? You know, we're all unique. We're all beautiful. Yeah, and so we have to learn to admire things, like a beautiful work of art. When you see a beautiful work of art, you're not, you know, comparing yourself to the beautiful work of art. You're admiring it. So, you know, it always goes back to us and how we see ourselves. We can really change things when we start shifting and seeing our lives as being the best life, because that's all we have. We can't change our lives for somebody else. So we have to see ourselves as we have the best life. We have to be grateful for every day, every moment of our lives, because that's what keeps us happy and fulfilled and joyful in our lives.
Absolutely. We are all special. We're going to take a few minutes, everyone, and then we're going to be back with more from Noah Crane. Stay with us.
It's time to live every day in the moment, so your life will flow at a healthy and happy pace. When you live in the moment, you can deal with change better and learn how to achieve your goals easier. Find out how in Faust Ruggiero's book, The Fix Yourself Handbook. Make your life simple and easy using a successful blueprint for a happy life with The Fix Yourself Handbook. This is your moment to improve your life. Go to FaustRuggiero.com and pick up your copy of The Fix Yourself Handbook now.
If you're looking for unique items at affordable prices, then you should try Dream Product. From apparel to beauty, from shoes to therapeutic relief products, visit HealthyLife.net's advertiser page and click on Dream Products, and maybe your dreams might just come into reality.
Life is a process, and once you know how to master that process, you will have a life filled with creativity and passion. Faust Ruggiero's book, The Fix Yourself Handbook, will help you master the process to become your authentic self, living in peace and harmony. Get the Fix Yourself Handbook today at FaustRuggiero.com. You'll gain the wisdom you need with this wonderful and practical guide. Do it now at FaustRuggiero.com. Remember, it's the Fix Yourself Handbook at FaustRuggiero.com.
If you want USA and worldwide car rentals, choose rentacar.com. Free cancellations on most bookings, no hidden charges. They are trusted by over 4 million customers. Visit our advertiser page and click on the Rent-A-Car banner.
Loving yourself. Sometimes it's hard to do that, and sometimes you just don't know how. Now there's a way to help you understand how to love yourself. Faust Ruggiero's The Fix Yourself Handbook gives you a toolbox of formulas and routines to help you address how to love yourself and towards a life that is a healthy, progressive journey. Get your copy of The Fix Yourself Handbook at FaustRuggiero.com. That's FaustRuggiero.com. FaustRuggiero.com. Hey there, wake up. Take your life off of autoplay and learn how to navigate your life using healthy routines and practices. Discover how to live more fully without the need of lies or defenses. Imagine confronting others peacefully. Well, there's one proven way to do it. Get the Fix Yourself Handbook at FaustRuggiero.com.
Come on, you know you want to improve your emotional IQ, and with the Fix Yourself Handbook, it's easy. It's fun, and it works. So get out of autoplay and fast forward to FastRuggiero.com and buy the handbook now.
More exhilarating talk. HealthyLife.net.
Welcome back to Fix It with Faust, everyone. We're talking with Noah Crane today, and on the break we mentioned something that I wanted to talk about, which is Noah's 3G effect mindset. Now, tell us a little bit about that, what it is, how people can use it.
Yes, thank you. So the 3G effect mindset came to me one day. I was drawing, and I started drawing this image of a Jeep. And I kept drawing it and drawing it and drawing it, like, for a long time. For a few months, I was drawing it. And then I realized that G stands for God. And it was a very unique kind of G that I drew. There are three things that are really important for me every day that I do, that I think if we do them, they really do change our lives. And it's called the 3G effect. And it's every day to have a grateful heart, to connect to your gratitude, to connect to positive feelings and positive emotions, and to be in a place of gratitude, because gratitude is a place of not being stuck, right? When we're not grateful, when you hear the word gratitude, right, gratitude, it's got a beautiful, you know, flow to it, gratitude, right? But when we're fighting, we're bumping into walls, we're stuck, we're angry, we are not grateful, right? And so, to me, when you're in a place of gratitude, which is sometimes hard when life, all kinds of things hit you, but if you could stay grateful and have a grateful heart for everything, for the challenges, for the good times, for the gifts, for everything, that's where things really start transforming within yourself. So the 3G effect, the number one G, reminds you every day to have a grateful heart and to connect to your gratitude. The second G reminds you to ground in love and compassion. So when I say grounding, I mean to believe in yourself, to love yourself, and to have love and compassion every day for yourself. You know, to forgive yourself, to accept yourself, to let go of things that don't serve you. When we're a place of love and compassion, and also not to reject ourselves, because so often we do reject ourselves. But when we're in a place of love and compassion, we can also extend that love and compassion to others. And so that's what, with the 3G effect, you know, to be able to, when you have more love and compassion for yourself, you can also, again, open your heart for other people. So it's very important to be grounded in love and compassion daily. And then the third G stands for God, and knowing that you're not alone in your journey, that it's actually a guided journey. We're guided by God. So it's whether it's God for you, you know, whether it's higher power, whether it's source, whatever it is for you. It doesn't matter what it is, but there's an energy. There's a higher power. I call it God. And so when I say the guided life is that, you know, there's always people that come into your life that will share a message with you or want to help you on the journey, but you have to be open. So my whole life has been guided by those people that come into my life and share one message with me that has completely changed my life. I call them the messengers, and they're God's messengers. So that's how I see it. Like, God sends me somebody to share something with me to help make the journey better for me. And if I listen and I take a new direction, if I'm open, then I'll be able to get to a better place in my own life. So it's a constant listening. So the 3G effect, every day, have a grateful heart, be grounded in love and compassion, and know you're guided by God, has been my roadmap to living my best life and to being a place of happiness, peace, joy, because it's that inner work that I do on myself every day that creates that outer world that I want. And I also created a jewelry line called the 3G effect jewelry line. And it's a 3G design, a big G, a small G, and the whole thing's a G. And it reminds people to take those three actions every day. And I wear it every single day. I never leave my house without my jewelry, because it's like, it just, you know, thoughts become things. and it's something that's on me that reminds me to do those things, and I'm excited to bring the 3G effect and my jewelry to the world.
You know, when you talk about owning your power and then you talk about 3G effect, that's where it seems to operationalize from what I'm hearing. You know, you're talking about all the 3Gs, and they actually can lead you to an internal power, from what I'm hearing from you, which is what you use to guide your life. Yes?
100%, yeah. Because when you do those things every day, if you're grateful, you're grounded even, you know, taking time for yourself to ground within yourself, to feel good in your life, even taking your shoes off and grounding, whatever you want to call it. When you're grounded in yourself, you grow strong roots in the world, unshakable roots. You know, you believe in yourself. There's just so much power behind that, you know? And when you know you're guided, even through the bad times, you know that it's going to get better. You know that there's a reason for everything that's happening. So it brings you to a place of acceptance and love. And it's a good place to know that it's going to be okay. Like, it's an acceptance. And I think when we're in a place of acceptance in life and a place of openness to receive the gifts of the universe, those things are free, right? Having a grateful heart, being grounded in love and compassion, being guided by God, those are free things, and those are the most priceless things that each one of us can practice and have within our lives that can really transform our experience here in this world.
You know, when you talked about the one of the G's, you talked about gratitude. Make a distinction, if you want. I mean, some people are grateful when they get something. Oh, I'm so thrilled. Thank you so much for that. Mm-hmm. But you're talking about something much deeper, aren't you?
Yes. Yeah, I'm talking about having, you know, a grateful heart. It's you walk in with an open heart in the world, right? With an open place of receiving, open place of giving. You know, you're basically everything. You're grateful for everything. So it's not just like for the new car or the new this. It's like for every day, you're just grateful for every moment and for every person that you get to touch. It's for everything. It's a way of being. It's not a thing. Gratitude. It's an open heart where, you know, you see the life from the eyes from a different place, from a place of a flow and a place of ease and a place of, you know, that everything is working out the way it needs to. It's a place of acceptance and love.
I always say that type of gratitude lives on the inside rather than the outside. And
yeah.
Then it wraps itself around everything we see, we feel, we touch, everyone in our life. It
yeah.
comes from the inside rather than something from the outside. We got that, and now we feel good. That's great. That's a form of gratitude, but it's a little more superficial. We're talking about something that lives inside and grows inside, and then and people will see that. People see that in us that we wrap ourselves around people with a good feeling about everything we're experiencing.
Yeah, absolutely. It's the heart, right? Because I say grateful heart because it's there. It doesn't come and go. It's just you learn to just become it. You become that, right? But it takes time, and I know it's not easy for everyone. But when you become it, you see everything with love and gratitude. And it's again, I think again, even in my book, whatever I say and all those things. It's all to make the journey easier, not to make it more complicated. Because if you can take two roads, why wouldn't you want the one of least resistance? And to me, living that kind of mindset gives you that road of least resistance and more happiness and joy.
All right, everyone. We've come to the end of our second segment. We're going to take a little break, as we usually do, and then we're going to be back in just a few minutes with more from Noah Crane. Stay right with us.
Life is a process, and once you know how to master that process, you will have a life filled with creativity and passion. Fast Ruggiero's book, The Fix Yourself Handbook, will help you master the process to become your authentic self, living in peace and harmony. Get the Fix Yourself Handbook today at FastRuggiero.com. You'll gain the wisdom you need with this wonderful and practical guide. Do it now at FastRuggiero.com. Remember, it's the Fix Yourself Handbook at FastRuggiero.com.
This is Jack Maher from the band Feed the Kitty. It's important to support the artists you love, and you can do that and get something authentic for yourself. Rock.com has the most coveted licensed merchandise of music, culture, and entertainment. So go to the advertiser page and click on Rock.com now.
Hey there, wake up. Take your life off of autoplay and learn how to navigate your life using healthy routines and practices. Discover how to live more fully without the need of lies or defenses. Imagine confronting others peacefully. Well, there's one proven way to do it. Get the Fix Yourself Handbook at FaustRuggiero.com. Come on, you know you want to improve your emotional IQ, and with the Fix Yourself Handbook, it's easy, it's fun, and it works. So get out of autoplay and fast forward to FaustRuggiero.com and buy the handbook now.
If you're not in the U.S., listen up. SureTrader is one of the most trusted and reliable names in share trading. With 6-to-1 leverage and other perks, SureTrade is the best for penny stocks and day trades. To find out more, visit our advertiser page and click on the SureTrader banner.
Loving yourself. Sometimes it's hard to do that, and sometimes you just don't know how. Now there's a way to help you understand how to love yourself. Faust Ruggiero's The Fix Yourself Handbook gives you a toolbox of formulas and routines to help you address how to love yourself and towards a life that is a healthy, progressive journey. Get your copy of The Fix Yourself Handbook at FaustRuggiero.com. That's FaustRuggiero.com. FaustRuggiero.com. It's time to live every day in the moment, so your life will flow at a healthy and happy pace. When you live in the moment, you can deal with change better and learn how to achieve your goals easier. Find out how in Faust Ruggiero's book, The Fix Yourself Handbook. Make your life simple and easy using a successful blueprint for a happy life with The Fix Yourself Handbook. This is your moment to improve your life. Go to FaustRuggiero.com and pick up your copy of The Fix Yourself Handbook now.
Expanding your mind. HealthyLife.net.
Welcome back, everyone. We're talking with Noah Crane today. And Noah does something, and I have first-hand knowledge of this. I was a guest on her World Healing Tour. So, Noah, talk a little bit about that. What's it all about? What's the goal? What are you seeing happening with that?
Thank you so much. So, I've been bringing to get people together for a long time, since 2017. I live in Boca Raton, Florida, and I've been bringing people together in a beautiful hotel at the Wyndham in a ballroom, 50 to 100 people every month for either lunch or dinner, with speakers, and I would bring different people in the community to speak about, you know, what they do and how they can help. And I hired this coach, and that's why I'm talking about messengers and how the World Healing Tour came about. It was really like nothing that I came up with. It wasn't like, oh, one day I woke up and I was like, oh, I'm going to create a World Healing Tour. So the events that I was doing were called Conscious Co-op, and I just started in 2017. I was doing them on a regular basis. And then COVID hit. And I still continued doing them through COVID. And right before COVID, I think around 2000, maybe around 2018 or so, God spoke to me. Like, literally, this never happened to me. God spoke to me and said to me, Noah, you're going to create a World Healing Tour. That's how it came about. And I said, what? Me? Like, what are you talking about? And I just heard it again. You're going to create a World Healing Tour. And I was, like, scared. I was so scared. I didn't even know what that meant, but I was like, okay, you know. And I knew that I'd been bringing people now for a long time together. I figured, you know what, it's not about me. God must want me to be a messenger and start something that, you know, do his work here, you know, World Healing Tour. That's where I got the name. That's where the idea came from. And then when I started drawing the G, there was just, it just all connected with the 3G and the World Healing Tour. And then so in 2023, I did an event in January 2023, and it was I rebranded and to World Healing Tour then. So it was the first World Healing Tour event. So from Conscious Co-op, we rebranded to World Healing Tour, Heal Yourself, Heal the World. And I just know it's very clear to me that I'm here to bring the healers together, to bring people that want to make this world better, you know, people that that are holistically mindset people. The World Healing Tour started, and then I also launched the World Healing Tour podcast. So now I can get the message of the World Healing Tour even more in the world. What I wanted to be, the World Healing Tour eventually, is to be an expo that has healing modalities to help people heal themselves and to make this world better. And it's one step at a time. I'm building an incredible team and incredible people with me, and I just became also the president of the Holistic Chamber of Boca Raton. So I'm very aligned with all the people that are in the healing field and community. And I'm excited to bring the World Healing Tour to the world because I believe that we all need healing, and to be able to have resources and people that can pour into you and amazing events where people come together and the energy and comes together. And I just think we all need to fill our cup, right? We need to fill our cup. Life can really drain us. And so when we have, you know, a place where we could come together and fill our cup and bring incredible speakers to you and an incredible event and an incredible brunch or dinner, it's really special. And my thing is just to educate and to raise awareness in the world and leave this world better than I found it. That's really what I'm all about with the World Healing Tour.
So what you're doing is you're inviting speakers to come in who have a particular topic to talk about. They'd be your keynote for the day, and then do you break into groups or anything like that?
No, right now, it's October 20th is the next World Healing Tour, Sunday, October 20th. It's going to be a brunch, and I have speakers. I actually have people flying in from other countries, too, which is really cool. I have people flying in from Australia and from India. So they're going to do a ceremony at the World Healing Tour. So it is a World Healing Tour, so it's cool that I have all these people flying in from other countries, like 5-6 people, and it's going to be a beautiful brunch with sound baths and speakers and just an incredible uplifting day. We also have a World Healing Book Tour, so there's going to be authors there with their books and their messages. So that's going to be... that's what we're getting ready for. I have an amazing team, amazing people that I'm working with together. So it's it's going to be a very exciting event.
That sounds wonderful. So everyone, as we get into our next segment, we'll talk about how to contact Noah, but maybe something we're looking into, certainly the podcast, that one I know firsthand. So this is really beginning to take off is what I'm hearing.
Yes, and it's been a process. I think everything we have to learn to be patient, it's all a process. But when you build the right team, when you find the right people to collaborate around you, that really starts changing. And so I feel right now I'm in such a good place. I have so many amazing people around me that the World Healing Tour is going to take off in a big way. And it's exciting because, again, I want to do it for the greater of this world. It's not about me. It really is about leaving this world for other people, for our children, for their children's children, and to bring as much love and light into this world as we possibly can together.
You know, you talked about this as really kind of gift from God, and you've taken off with it. Do you continue to feel guidance from God or the higher power? Do you feel that guidance as you go along with it, or was it kind of an initial guidance and then you're kind of taking off and running with it?
Oh no, God's always guiding me. God's always it's always coming. You know, I never think that I know it all. Or I'm just taking off, or it's just happening. I know that God is creating this, and I'm just here to do the work that I need to do to do my part of it, to make it the best that I can, to do His work. I really believe, like, I'm doing His work here, God's work, and bringing the people together, bringing the healers together to make this world better. And I'm here, I'm a listener. I'm here to continually being guided, and that's why we never stop being guided, you know? That's the problem. When the ego gets in the way, or we stop being guided, or we think we know it all, that's when we go in the wrong direction. So I'm always guided, no matter what.
You know, it's interesting. You hit on two of my favorite attributes here. We talked about gratitude, and the other one's humility. So, you know, you're wrapping yourself around everyone, but you're also not going so fast or becoming so arrogant that you say, well, this is my tour, and this is the way I want to do it, you're still backing down a little bit and feeling what you need to feel and getting the instruction you need to make this run. It's really a nice way to live life.
Yeah, it's never about me. I know from the beginning it's not about me. It's never going to be about me because I'm just part of the whole. I'm just part of the whole. And so it's about the mission and the purpose and the passion to make a difference. That's what I live for.
And I know that feeling. And you're right. It's always about the work. It's always about being in service of other people. If we mind on that, then what we're doing, that's where it flourishes. I think when we turn it back to ourselves and we get our ego involved and our careers and all the things we want to do, that's when we go off base. But you are keeping this fresh and clean and green all the time.
Absolutely. Green as grass. Green. It's all going to be green.
All right, everyone. We've come to the end of our third segment here. We're going to take a little break, then we're going to come back and wrap things up with Noah Crane. So stay with us.
Hey there, wake up. Take your life off of autoplay and learn how to navigate your life using healthy routines and practices. Discover how to live more fully without the need of lies or defenses. Imagine confronting others peacefully. Well, there's one proven way to do it. Get the Fix Yourself Handbook at FaustRuggiero.com. Come on, you know you want to improve your emotional IQ, and with the Fix Yourself Handbook, it's easy, it's fun, and it works. So get out of autoplay and fast forward to FaustRuggiero.com and buy the handbook now.
VMware is a fresh perspective for virtualization on the cloud. Shaping the future, this all-in-one platform delivers virtual cloud service on any cloud. Visit our HealthyLife.net's advertiser page and click on VMware.
It's time to live every day in the moment, so your life will flow at a healthy and happy pace. When you live in the moment, you can deal with change better and learn how to achieve your goals easier. Find out how in Faust Ruggiero's book, The Fix Yourself Handbook. Make your life simple and easy using a successful blueprint for a happy life with the Fix Yourself Handbook. This is your moment to improve your life. Go to FaustRuggiero.com and pick up your copy of the Fix Yourself Handbook now.
ASMC, the premier German company that supplies everything for adventure, from outdoor clothes to outdoor gear, even backpacks. Lots of quality and lots of specials. To start your adventure, go to HealthyLife.net's advertiser page and click on ASMC.
Loving yourself. Sometimes it's hard to do that, and sometimes you just don't know how. Now there's a way to help you understand how to love yourself. Faust Ruggiero's The Fix Yourself Handbook gives you a toolbox of formulas and routines to help you address how to love yourself and towards a life that is a healthy, progressive journey. Get your copy of The Fix Yourself Handbook at FaustRuggiero.com. That's FaustRuggiero.com. FaustRuggiero.com. Life is a process, and once you know how to master that process, you will have a life filled with creativity and passion. Faust Ruggiero's book, The Fix Yourself Handbook, will help you master the process to become your authentic self, living in peace and harmony. Get the Fix Yourself Handbook today at FaustRuggiero.com. You'll gain the wisdom you need with this wonderful and practical guide. Do it now at FaustRuggiero.com. Remember, it's the Fix Yourself Handbook at FaustRuggiero.com.
When you need a positive point of view, turn to HealthyLife.net, your 24/7 radio network for a better future.
Welcome back to Fix It with Faust, everyone. We're talking with Noah Crane today, and we've covered a lot of ground. So, you know, Noah, everyone wants to be happy and successful, you know. So, you know, you've talked about so much about the ingredients to make that happen. Two things. The first thing I ask is, what's your advice for people to get things started in their own processes, and how can they kind of, attach themselves to you and maybe get a little guidance on that?
Thank you for that question. Yes, I really believe that we all need each other to win in this world, and the World Healing Tour is creating a platform for other people to win, and that's what I love so much. So right now with the World Healing Tour, we created an anthology book, which I'm really excited about, called The Grass Grows Where I Am. Now, my book is The Grass is Greenest Where I Am. This is The Grass Grows Where I Am. And we're putting together 20 experts in their field that want to showcase what they do. The really cool thing about this anthology is it's got a whole marketing team behind it. So you don't just get to write your story. You also have a marketing team that will help market your story into the world, help you create a landing page, a funnel, all those things that you need to be successful out there. The anthology is based on four pillars. One pillar is resilience. The other one is wisdom. The other one is enlightenment. And the fourth one is worthiness. So it's based on those four pillars. So you could write your story, whatever pillar that you think it goes with, and then go into your expertise and what you do and how you help others. And so the World Healing Tour, everything that I'm doing, is it's not just another anthology. A lot of people do anthologies, but this is an anthology with a marketing team. So that's what I love so much about it, because everything that I do has to have a purpose and a give, and not just like I get, and, you know, it has to be a win-win. And so I know this anthology is a win-win for whoever is interested to be in it and to really get out there, use their voice and get their brand out. So that's one way we can support people. As far as we have an event coming up, like I said, October 20th, our World Healing Tour 2, exciting, people flying in from different parts of the world. It's going to be incredible in Boca Raton, Florida. I'm really excited about that. The World Healing Book Tour, where you can bring, if you're an author and you want to bring your book to the World Healing Book Tour, we're going to do a book signing, and people can purchase your book at the World Healing Tour, and then half goes to you, and the other half will go to a charity that we're going to choose for the World Healing Tour. We still have to decide which charity we're going to be using. So we're doing a lot of things to help support people in the community and in the world, and help you step into who you are and not to be afraid. When I wrote my book, I didn't have support. I didn't know, you know, how to market myself after I wrote the book. And that's what I love so much, is that we can definitely help you do that, because I really believe it's all about, you know, letting go of fear and getting out there and investing in yourself and finding the right people to support you on the journey. That's how we all start, and it's a process. The journey, that's what's so beautiful about it. It's the process of growth and peeling away those layers, and to have the right people around you is very important.
So if people are interested, if authors are interested, and they said, yeah, I'd like to come down to Boca Raton and I'd like to, you know, attend this or put my book there, how do they do that? They contact you? They go to your website, telephone number?
So my website is noahcrane.com. So it's NOAHCRANE.com. You can email me at info@noahcrane.com, info@noahcrane.com. So those are two great ways to get in touch with me. And, they can apply to be an author on my website. We have an application. So there's a lot of ways they can also, watch the World Healing Tour podcast. And any way that they want to contact me. And, again, my mission is just to help support others on the journey, because, you know, nobody can be successful on their own. Nobody can do that. And so you have to, in order to be successful, in order to get to your next step, as I say, I call it step, because I see life as a step. Every step you get to the next step of yourself. And in order to do that, you're going to need other people to be able to, you know, believe in you and pull you forward. And that's what you need to do for each other. And that's what I'm here to do for anybody that I am come in contact with in my life, is to just, how can I support them? How can I connect them? How can I help them see how amazing they truly are?
It's wonderful. So, you know, we've come to the end of the show, everyone. Oh, before you leave, any parting thoughts, any advice that you would give people who are maybe stuck, as you or I, maybe you and I were, in our younger versions of ourselves, they're stuck there. Initial advice to get started.
Yeah, the best advice is, you know, that elimination that I created. You can play that elimination game. You can create that in any area of your life. To get to where you want, you have to learn to eliminate the noise and eliminate the things that are not serving you. And I think elimination is the key to all you want in your life, you know. The more we can eliminate, delete, let go, you know, recreate ourselves, the faster we can become who we need to be. So it's everything's a process of elimination. So if you have too much, you know, stuff going on at the same time and it takes you away from focus, you have to get more focused on what you want and eliminate those things that are not bringing you peace, happiness, love, and joy into your life.
Noah, it has been a pleasure spending time with you again. Thanks so much for coming aboard today and for giving information that we know is going to change some lives. It's been it's definitely appreciated.
Thank you. It's been an honor, and grateful for the time we spent together, and grateful for anybody who's listening to our conversation.
All right, everyone. That concludes this week's Fix It with Faust radio show here on Healthy Life Net, all positive talk radio. In a month from today, I'll be back with another episode of Fix It with Faust, so don't miss us. 1 month from today, that's October 10th at noon Eastern Time, 9 a.m. Pacific Time. Until then, be well and stay safe, everyone. Have fun creating your world, and here's to the power inside you. God bless.